Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Storytelling with Data, Let's Practice, by Cole Nussbaumer-Knopfler. Is a hands-on workbook designed to help readers build real skill in communicating with data. Rather than focusing on theory alone, it guides you through a wide range of practice exercises that mirror the everyday challenges analysts, managers, and communicators face: messy charts, unclear messages, overloaded slides, and audiences that do not have time to decode complexity. The book builds on the author's well-known approach to data storytelling by emphasizing clear purpose, audience-focused framing, and intentional visual design. Readers are invited to actively critique, redesign, and refine data visuals, then compare their work to thoughtful guidance. The result is a practical learning experience that strengthens both technical chart judgment and narrative clarity. It is especially useful for anyone who has learned charting tools but still struggles to make insights land with decision makers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building the habit of purposeful practice. A central value of the workbook format is repetition with feedback. Instead of reading about best practices and assuming they will stick, you actively practice them in small, realistic scenarios. The exercises encourage you to slow down and ask the questions that separate a competent chart from a persuasive one. What is the point? Who is the audience? What decision could change? And what is the single takeaway that must be remembered? This kind of practice trains you to recognize patterns of failure, such as too many competing messages, labels that force mental math, or visuals that highlight the wrong comparison. Over time, you start to see data communication as a design problem rather than a formatting task. The book also helps you develop a repeatable workflow: assess what works, identify what distracts, decide what to emphasize, then rebuild with intent. That workflow is valuable because it can be applied regardless of software or industry. The underlying skill is judgment, and the structure of repeated exercises helps turn judgment into habit, making it easier to deliver clear, executive-ready outputs under real deadlines. Secondly, clarifying audience, context, and the core message. Effective data storytelling starts before any chart is made. The book repeatedly pushes the reader to define the audience and the context of use: a leadership update, a stakeholder negotiation, a product decision, or a postmortem. Each context changes what matters, what detail is required, and what tone is appropriate. By practicing with varied prompts, you learn how to shape content around what the audience already believes, what they might resist, and what they need to do next. This includes sharpening the main takeaway into a short statement that can anchor the entire visual and narrative. When the message is explicit, design choices become easier: which metric to feature, which time frame to show, what comparison to prioritize, and what supporting details belong in footnotes rather than the chart. The exercises also help you separate analysis from communication. You may analyze many angles, but you communicate the angle that best serves the decision. This mindset reduces clutter and makes your work more persuasive, because the audience experiences a guided path rather than a data dump. Thirdly, improving charts through decluttering and focus. Many visuals fail because they ask the audience to work too hard. The practice-driven approach highlights common sources of cognitive overload: unnecessary grid lines, heavy borders, redundant labels, excessive precision, and legends that force constant eye travel. By revising examples, you learn how small edits can dramatically increase comprehension. Decluttering is not about making charts minimalist for style, but about removing non-essential elements that compete with the message. The book emphasizes creating a clear visual hierarchy so the most important information is seen first. That can mean using lighter formatting for context, labeling directly where possible, and choosing chart types that match the question being asked. Just as important is knowing when a chart is not needed at all. Sometimes a sentence, a single number, or a compact table communicates better than a complex graphic. Practicing these decisions develops a sharper instinct for what your audience will notice, what they will ignore, and what will confuse them. The practical outcome is faster understanding, fewer follow-up questions, and more confidence that the visual supports the story you intend to tell. Fourthly, using emphasis and visual hierarchy to guide attention. Once the clutter is removed, the next step is intentional emphasis. The book trains you to treat attention as a scarce resource and to spend it carefully. Emphasis can be created through color, contrast, position, annotation, and selective labeling. The exercises help you practice making one thing stand out while keeping everything else supportive and quiet. This avoids the common mistake of highlighting multiple elements at once, which cancels the effect and leaves the viewer unsure what matters. Visual hierarchy also connects to narrative sequence. If you want the audience to first see the overall trend, then a specific segment, then the implication, the design should make that path natural. Practicing with different examples teaches restraint, such as using a single accent color rather than a rainbow palette, or using a clear call-out to connect and observe change to a potential cause. You also gain experience handling exceptions, outliers, missing data, and unusual comparisons that can mislead if not clearly framed. The result is a set of techniques you can apply to dashboards, slides, and reports to make insights feel obvious rather than buried. Lastly, turning analysis into a narrative that drives decisions. Good visuals are necessary, but the workbook also reinforces that visuals alone do not equal storytelling. Storytelling in a business or analytical setting means creating a coherent narrative arc, setting up the situation, presenting evidence, explaining what it means, and recommending what to do next. The practice prompts encourage you to connect the data to decisions by being explicit about implications, trade-offs, and next steps. You learn to structure a slide or page so the takeaway is clear at a glance, while details remain accessible for those who want to dig in. This helps bridge the gap between technical analysis and stakeholder communication. Another focus is credibility. A persuasive story must still be honest about uncertainty, definitions, and limitations. The exercises can train you to include the right context so the audience trusts the analysis without being overwhelmed. Over time, you build the ability to adapt the same dataset into different narratives depending on the audience. Executives may need the headline and action, while subject matter experts may need deeper methodology. That flexibility is what makes data storytelling a career multiplier rather than just a design skill. In conclusion, this book is best for analysts, data scientists, business intelligence professionals, marketers, product managers, and anyone who routinely presents charts in meetings or writes metrics updates. It is also a strong fit for students and early career professionals because it develops transferable judgment, not tool-specific tricks. The key benefit is practical confidence. You learn a repeatable way to move from raw analysis to a clear message, then to a visual and narrative that a busy audience can understand quickly. That can improve your day-to-day work by reducing misinterpretation, shortening meetings, and helping your recommendations land with decision makers. Compared with many data visualization books that lean heavily on principles or showcase polished examples, this workbook stands out by making you do the work. The guided exercises create learning by doing, which is what actually changes how you design charts and structure slides under pressure. If you already know the basics but still struggle with cluttered visuals, unclear takeaways, or feedback that your charts are confusing, the practice-based format makes it worth buying because it helps you build skill that persists beyond any single project or software platform. If you would like to support Cole Newsbomber Naflick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.